with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Embracing what he calls an ambitious goal, former President Trump says a second Trump administration would strive to cut energy prices in half. Mr. Trump focusing on the economy during a rally yesterday in Asheville, North Carolina. Former president predicting victory in November.
We're going to defeat Kamala Harris. We're going to win back the White House in a historic landslide. And we're going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
In addition to reviving the economy, Mr. Trump also pledges to secure the border and free American business from burdensome regulations. How do Americans rate the presidential candidates on their leadership qualities? Inquiring pollsters want to know.
There's a little something for each campaign in the findings of the AP NORC survey. When it comes to honesty, Vice President Harris has a perceived advantage over former President Trump. However, Americans are slightly more likely to trust him on two critical issues, the economy and immigration. Roughly the same share of Americans say both Trump and Harris are strong leaders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vice President Harris, who has yet to do any media interviews, is launching a $90 million ad campaign over the next several weeks. The media buy marks her campaign's largest investment to date, with just over 2.5 months to Election Day. Also at SRNNews.com, it's a court victory for pro-lifers in the Southwest.
An informational pamphlet for Arizona voters who will decide this November whether to guarantee a right to an abortion can refer to a fetus as an unborn human being. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that those words favored by GOP lawmakers could be used in the pamphlet.
That's correspondent Keith Peters. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 89 points. NASDAQ futures 42 points higher, S&P futures up 7. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is causing a new problem in British healthcare.
X-ray operators in the UK's National Health Service have been instructed to ask men if they are pregnant before conducting scans. This has reportedly prompted some angry men to storm out rather than get their X-rays. The trouble all began when a woman who is living as a man received an X-ray while pregnant, something that isn't good for the unborn baby. Some critics say transgenderism is imperiling the entire British healthcare system. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A former Cornell University student has been sentenced to 21 months in prison for posting violent, threatening statements against Jewish people on campus. Patrick Day was accused by federal officials of posting vows to shoot and stab Jewish people on a Greek Life forum. The threats came shortly after Hamas carried out its deadly attack on Israel in October of last year. Day pleaded guilty. This is SRN News. A life is saved in a heroic rescue involving a police officer and a couple of courageous bystanders.
Newly available video shows police in southeast Texas making a dramatic water rescue of a woman whose vehicle was almost completely submerged in a pond after she suffered a seizure. Jenquetta Winbush's two children did manage to get out. Her son ran to get help from patrolman Charles Cobb, who was nearby monitoring traffic.
She's having a fever. She's sunk. She's in the water.
Oh, help come her. On. Hop in. Help I'll bring you over there.
Cobb jumped in to try to rescue her.
Is somebody in there?
Two workers from a local plant also jumped in to help.
Here.
The group pulled the woman to shore, and Officer Cobb then revived her using chest compressions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hurricane Ernesto gaining strength, heads toward Bermuda. More details at SRNNews.com.